All right, so it's Feature Friday. On Fridays, we do anthology assessments. I'm going to go through my framework and assess the anthology project. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Anthology Mastery Podcast. I'm Sharee Deloach, CEO of BWE Publishing and Consultant, and my mission is to help experts and thought leaders leave a lasting legacy through their written work. Join me as I share expert guidance and empower you to create meaningful connections and income through your book anthologies. Let's publish with confidence and make a lasting impression on future generations. Welcome back to the Anthology Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Sharee Deloach, and you are viewing this via video. So I have video for this podcast episode, as well as the audio, of course, that you're listening to. But I want to show you on video because I'm doing something new. So I am doing anthology features. So I'm going to feature some anthology projects and review them based on my methodology. So I have a framework that I use. I look at some different, it's basically my assessment and how I assess anthology projects and the different points that I look at. Okay, so if you are listening to the podcast, you can just go to shareedadeloach.com/16 if you want to get the visuals, okay? Because I'm going to show you the book that I am going to acknowledge today, okay? So I found, let's share my screen. I am here. Let's share my screen. There we go. Okay, let's share my screen. So I am sharing this book here called 21. I love this title, 20 and not the number one, but W-O-N. And this is 21 female entrepreneurs sharing their stories of business. So as you know, I'm excited because I love business books. And the first thing I always look at with my assessment is the title in the subtitle. So again, 21, I love that it's a W-O-N instead of a O-N-E, and this really sticks out. I'm going to also assess, let's see if we can, I'm going to go back and see if we can see the cover. There we go. So the cover, I always assess the cover. So the first thing I always look at is the title and the subtitle. And then we look at the book cover. Okay. So this book cover to me speaks queen. You see the queen right here at the top. It speaks queen. It speaks I love the yellow that is coinciding with the one, the W-O-N. I love, you know, the colors and how they just mesh so well together. So 21, I love this. So I would, it's based on because I'm just, you know, getting to know this book and downloading this book. I believe that this book, maybe the stories will show right up here at the top. Okay, what I was thinking. They see 21 female entrepreneurs share their stories of business resilience during a global crisis. So I can see this book cover going along with the like the queen. So at the end of the stories, each woman is queen. Like she is resilient. She got over the, especially during the global crisis, as what I believe the global crisis is, the, you know, what happened in 2020. So we have this book was actually curated by Kelly A. Commodore. Okay. I know I messed it up. Okay. She also had a Renee Pharaoh to forward her book as well. Okay. The only thing that I would give as far as is from a publisher standpoint, I can see where the book cover coincides with the title. I'm thinking it's 20 because it's 21, because 21 women are in the book. So that goes with that, with the title. But as far as, okay, sharing their stories of business resilience during a global crisis, maybe a little bit of the background of something about the crisis, or because just these petals in the front, you know, I guess just playing chess. I don't know. The only thing that I can speak of is this crown. Yeah, is this crown. I might have went with a different type of cover, but this cover is nice. But as far as going along with, especially the subtitle, where women sharing their stories of business resilience during a global crisis, I probably would have had some silhouette of women or woman. So that can significant. So maybe this signifies the woman. That could, okay. But again, nothing bad. This is just my assessment. Is nothing bad with the cover. I actually love it. I'm thinking, does that go along with what we have? Okay. So I look at the subtitle. We look at the title, the subtitle. I love it. Book cover. Now let's look at the content section. Okay. That's the second thing that I look for, is the content section. They have the copyright page here. And I'm looking at, just to make sure that it is formatted, you know, formatted to its liking, so that we can, you know, look at that. I love the disclaimer. Okay. The advice and strategies found within this book may not be suitable for every situation. Okay. I love the disclaimer, especially when you are sharing, you know, your story, and you may be sharing frameworks or you're sharing some methodologies. Definitely have this disclaimer. This work is sold with the understanding that neither the authors nor the publisher or those who worked on this book are held responsible for the results occurred from the advice of this book. The information contained in this book is not intended to be a substitute for counsel from doctors, therapists, financial advisors, and other professionals. The reader should consult a professional to discuss a plan for addressing their specific lives, particularly relating to symptoms that may require diagnosis or medical attention. Okay. Love that they have that. All advanced praises. This is they get a super gold star for having the advanced praises. And what advanced praises is testimonials. So they already have testimonials in here. They already had people that vouched for this book. Okay. Amazing. Now, I will say this, let me give a disclaimer. I just bought the ebook. I'm not sure what the back cover looks like. That may be something I'm going to purchase. I'm going to purchase that at a later date. So I'm going to put that in my cart so that I can see the back cover. And maybe I give you guys an update, because on the back cover, I really want to see if the authors are on there or if some of these advanced praises are on the back cover as well. Okay. So I highly suggest, when you are creating your book anthology, you want to have, you can even have some of your authors to do this, or you can have your colleagues to do this, people that you know that can read the book, okay, before it is published. Again, I suggest having the advanced praises. I love that they have them in the front. I would have had them throughout the book, not just one particular area. I don't know. This is just my preference. I wouldn't just put this as a part of the book, advanced praises. I would have some on the, maybe I would have had a line on the cover. So let's go back to the cover. If you're watching on the video, if you want to, you can view the video at sharitadeloach.com/16 in the show notes. But right up here, I would have maybe a advanced praise up here. Not too much. It's just a sentence. and have the person's name up here. Hopefully they're on the back cover, but we'll see. I will have these throughout the book. I will have these throughout the book, maybe in between the chapters, maybe at the end, but we'll look at the end as well because we can't judge. Okay. So it looks like judging from the table of contents, and we're going to look at the content section of this book, is that this book is divided within different aspects of entrepreneurship. So you got the success. So you have the success chapters, you have the strategy chapters, you have the inspiration chapters, you have the faith chapters, growth chapters, empowerment chapters. I love that. I absolutely love that. And so each woman is sharing their story based upon these sectors of the book. So I absolutely love this idea, especially if you want to have different sections in this book. So we have the success. Let's look at a chapter in the success. We got laying the foundation for business success without knowing. We're going to click on here. This is by Jennifer Liker. Okay. So she's talking about laying the foundations for business success without knowing. Okay. I love this. You know, I would have loved to see, especially with the cover, because the cover has, let's see if I can put this in a different. Okay. I want to have two of them so that I can look at the cover as well. With the cover, you know, the little plagues that we had with the cover, I would have maybe with each chapter to make it a little bit more appealing, I would at least put this little plague here, maybe one of these little plagues here, like above here in the chapter. That's a graphic type of thing. It's just something to look at. So again, I'm going to purchase the book to see. All right, let's start with Jennifer's story. She talks about my 2022 story is not much different than that of most parents with school-aged kids. It's not particularly dramatic or unique. And I have a whole list of things to be incredibly thankful for. But I experienced challenging days, weeks that have stretched on endlessly, and moments when the overwhelm hit hard and I felt like there was no way I could tackle everything on my plate. So I just want to read that. Jennifer does great with her writing. Let's read another paragraph. But I always managed to somehow and end up having a abundantly successful year in my website design business. So Jennifer does website design. Revenue jumped 36% compared to 2019, and I hit the magic six-figure revenue milestone for the first time. Congratulations to Jennifer. Amazing. I met new clients with interesting projects and business challenges, and I partnered again with past clients to make bigger changes to their websites. I even hired my very first team member and assistant to help me with the day-to-day admin tasks. I love that. So I'm going to read more of Jennifer's story, but this is Jennifer. If you're watching via the video, I love that in this book, in the bio, you have a picture of the author. So when you are creating your book anthology, please have pictures of your authors, nice professional pictures. I see contact information. She has her bio here, and she also has a lead magnet. So she has a website launch guide that you can get if you go and read this book. So in the show notes, I'm going to link this book in the show notes for you to go and take a look. Okay. For you to go take a look. SharitaDeloach.com/16. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. So again, I love that this book is, it goes into in different sectors. So we was just reading about success, then you have strategy, inspiration, you have growth. Let's look at growth. We got failure to launch. And this book, this chapter is by Gabrielle Smith Noel. Okay. This is by Gabrielle Smith. All right. So Plymouth Renaissance woman, Jill of all trades, all these terms mean that you are an interesting sort of character who choose more than one path in life. in clever ways, our self-help culture has created reframes to make the lack of a singular purpose acceptable. Currently, the business ecosystem promotes the value of niching down and specializing. However, the entrepreneur mind seems to me to be more of a generalist because you can hire a specialist. There is a certain kind of romanticism associated with being a Renaissance person, as a name implies. What could be more romantic than a Renaissance? Okay, I love that. If you ever felt like a Renaissance woman, did you plan for that, or did life simply unfold that way? I want to read more about this because I think that I am a Renaissance woman. Okay. So I want to read over that. Okay. So I always look at content. These are just how I do my audits with book anthologies. I look at content, and I also look at organization and structure, which we went over that in the beginning, to making sure that it was organized and structured in such a way that it was readable. Okay. So let's look at the back of the book. We got Holly here. And okay, so that's Holly. Holly is the last story. And then we have a conclusion. Okay. So I love the conclusion. Thank you to the other 20 women who shared. Thank you to the other 20 women who shared their story with us. I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to put into words how much this project means to me and how incredible each of these women made me feel when they said yes to participate in. I have not only learned a lot about myself, but I learned a lot about them, and I will be forever grateful for every moment spent creating this publication. We have a bond that will be cherished for many, many years to come, and I can only hope I lived up to their expectations and that they reflect on this journey with unlimited excitement and pride forever. Okay. So I love this. I love the conclusion, which was by the compiler of the book, which is Kelly. Okay. So I love those words that she has in here. This is by reading her first paragraph. This is how powerful anthologies are. This is how powerful anthologies are, because again, you have people that say yes to your project. You get to spend time with them. You create community. And again, this is a publication. This is a book that will last forever. Okay. This will last forever. So this means that this is not a fly-by-night type of thing. Okay. It's not fly-by-night. This is something that's going to create legacy for all 21 of these women. Okay. So based on her conclusion, Kelly counts herself as the 21st woman, and the rest of the other women, there were 20 women that wrote in this book. Okay. So I wanted to do this podcast episode via video and audio. Again, if you want to see the video so you can take a look at the book and look at my findings, go to sharitadeloach.com/16. And I want to do these every week so that you can get something out of this, especially if you come and look at the video, which I highly recommend that you do. So you can see, give you some ideas about your own anthology projects. Okay. That's the goal, is to give you some type of ideas how you can move forward with your project as well. So great job to Kelly and these amazing women. I got to dig more deeper in this book, and I'm going to order the book as well and come back and do a part two for this book, because we want to look at the back cover as well and give you some findings. And plus, it's so much different when you have the book in your hand. Okay. It's just so much, it's different. Okay. So when I get the book in my hand, I can actually feel it. That would give me some more things to think about. Okay. Give me some more things to talk about. Okay. So until the next time on the podcast, the Anthology Mastery Podcast, we will talk to you guys soon, and we'll see you next Friday. We'll talk to you next Friday with another anthology assessment. Talk soon. Thank you for tuning into the Anthology Mastery Podcast. If you're ready to take the next step towards publishing your own book anthology, don't forget to schedule your free visionary book strategy session. In this free 30-minute consultation, we'll walk together to clarify your goals and develop a roadmap and bringing your project to life. Visit our website at bwepublishingandconsultant.com to book your session, and let's start making your publishing dream a reality.